Yo. Can you hear me? You listening to
Hashtag WAW. What a week. What a week.
Eita, welcome to another edition of Wow, What a Week. Our guest is in the building. There's an old Setswana saying, you will never defeat a person that knows themselves. And her name implies that, haona chance, if you think, okagaisa motho o ikitseng. Please welcome, representing the Vaal, Zone 10, Sebokeng. Yes, I do my research. We're hanging out with Khaisang Keikitsi Noge, le tlapa la Vaal, le zone, le piatla, sprocket. Please welcome our guest. How are you doing?
Ooh, such a cool intro.
What's up? In fact, we're going to chop it up for you so you can have it as a ringtone. So
yes.
Whenever you walk into a room, you must play it and introduce yourself.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. So by the time you get into the room, people know exactly who's walking into the room.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
Zone 14.
Not 10.
Mm-mm.
How did I get zone 10? No. I'm sure you said you're from zone 10 in an interview
I've never.
I'll find it for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. No fun. How are you doing? Welcome, man.
I'm good. How are you?
You're looking amazing.
Thank you.
Like, oh, brighty. Your short hair is short herring.
I'm trying.
Girls and hair.
Yes.
You guys are always under pressure, under attack, and often from yourselves.
Yes.
How unkind are you to you about your hair?
I think I have fun with my hair.
Yeah.
I cut my hair.
Mm.
I start over all the time.
Okay.
Anything can inconvenience me today.
Mm.
Little one, I get a
new beginning.
Yes, I'm that girl. Depends on my season.
Mm.
Depends on how I'm feeling about myself.
Mm.
Usually when I don't have hair is where I feel most connected with myself.
Okay.
If I'm feeling like I'm in the mood to like things, I'll go all out. But I don't have a deep emotional attachment to hair.
Okay.
In a sense that I need to have it there or I don't need to have it there. Yeah.
How kind or unkind are you to yourself? Just day to day. I mean, a lot of us are hard on ourselves.
I'm a nightmare to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I really am.
How bad does it get? In terms of unkindness to yourself?
I forget everything that I've done. Literally.
Mm.
It's as if I've not done anything. It's as if I was born and I've achieved nothing.
Mm. Like I'm a failure.
Yeah.
It's like I'm not on TV every day.
It's like I don't have a job.
Or every Monday.
Yes.
It's like you don't have an income.
Yes. And it's a self thing. It has nothing to do with the achievements. It's just an internal battle that I guess everyone has.
Mm.
Yeah, but I can be very unkind to myself. But I'm learning to be gentle with myself.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, you are approaching 30, like in a couple of years. Are you a milestone pressure kind of person? I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, by the time I was 18, I knew that at 24 I'd be married. That was my plan, 24, that I'd be married. And that by 35 we'd have 4 kids.
Oh.
And that by 45 I'd be ready to retire.
Mm.
But Mudimo was like, Gabriel, watch this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And eventually you realize that giving yourself milestone pressures often is you putting yourself under undue pressure.
Mm.
How are you with milestones? That by 21, I want to have done this, by 30, by 40, by 45.
When I was 21,
yeah,
I had my milestones.
Ulirid.
Yes. And then I turned 27 and I was like, ha. Ah. And then this year I was like, no, it's fine, guys.
Yeah.
It's fine.
In God's time.
Yeah.
And we love saying that when we don't hit our milestones. Like, no, it's God's time.
Literally. Ish, it's tough.
Mm.
It's tough because there are things that I thought I would have.
Mm.
And it's funny enough, it's usually either the career stuff or the family stuff.
Yes.
Korea, yeah, it's looking nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the other side, I'm like.
So what is the other side?
You know, that thing of.
Care to share?
When I was like 25, I would have met the love of my life.
Uh-huh.
By the time I'm 27, I'd be married.
Mm.
I'd be like probably baby number one.
Oh, yes.
And
But there were online rumors about you having found the one like a couple of years ago. About a year or two ago, there were rumors online. There were even articles about you having found the one. You even posted each other on Instagram Live. No, I just read it online.
Rumors. Yeah. It's a rumor.
So you haven't found the one?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm figuring it out.
Uh-huh.
I'm in that space where I'm like, okay, I am just letting myself. I'm not putting pressure on anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not putting an expectation on anything.
Yep.
Because I find that the moment I start doing that, then I've already wrote the ending of my film, of my Cinderella story. And now I'm putting pressure on myself. I'm putting pressure on other people as well.
Mm.
And now I'm not enjoying what the moment is for the moment, or getting the lesson I'm meant to get in the moment.
So in a nutshell, is there someone or not? So there is. No, it's, and then there's nothing wrong.
I'm figuring it out.
Unless it's a situationship.
No, I'm figuring it out.
Unless he thinks La Jolla, but you're like, ish.
I'm figuring it out.
It's a yes, guys. So
I'm figuring it out.
Don't send your CV. Don't send your bank statement. Don't send a copy of your car keys or anything else you think might get you a
chance.
We're
just figuring it out. Okay. Can't that be an answer? Why, like, isn't I'm figuring it out an answer? It's okay when I'm in grade one I'm learning and I'm figuring it out. But now that I'm 28, I'm not allowed to.
Let me tell you the double standard. Yeah, I'm figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
Often when a guy says I'm figuring it out, he's accused of, why are you hiding here? You see?
Yeah.
But when you guys say I'm figuring it out, you want to get away with it.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay, I hear that.
Now, there's a show you do Mondays.
Yes.
Tell us about that show.
So, it's called How to Manifest a Man.
Uh-huh.
Plays.
As you can tell, there's a thread here. Carry on.
It is called How to Manifest a Man. Am I allowed to say the channel?
Carry on, dude.
Yes. It plays on Mzansi Magic.
Mm-hmm.
I play the character of Ntombi.
Yes.
Initially, she was a slay queen.
Mm.
Dating a married man.
Mm.
And now he's getting a divorce.
Yeah.
She's a narcissist. The actual wife is a narcissist.
Okay.
And now I'm the one who's getting married. So this, we're on season two now. It's exciting.
Mm.
A lot of madness. It's more intense, more crazy, more psycho and all of that.
So what's her name?
My character's name, Ntombi.
Ntombi.
Yes.
And how do you manifest a man? Like, is there anything you're learning from the show?
I'm learning what not to do.
Okay.
Don't do anything that any of these women do. It's insane.
Mm.
I would not put myself in those positions. No.
Now, when you play a role like that, Ntombi,
mm-hmm.
Are there people that you know personally that you might draw from? Or is this just a total manifestation in your head of this is what the character demands for me to portray her as? I don't know if I'm making sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
sometimes you'll find someone you know
mm-hmm.
that is like that, yes. and you'll fashion your character around that person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. So usually there's different steps that I'll take.
Yeah.
I'll try to find someone, then I'll take from them.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll channel from maybe emotions that I felt that I didn't express in real time.
Ah, yes.
Then it's a form of release for me.
So if you killed a quarter 5 years ago.
Yeah, something like that. Like, oh.
Now today they'll find out.
Today that anger, I'll find a way to release it. It's my therapy.
Mm.
I think of it that way.
So how different is Ntombi from a need to dig deep from a mampo on House of Sweetie? Who has you leaving set drained because you had to draw?
So with Mampo, House of Zwide is a telenovela, so it plays every day.
Yes, yes.
So depending on where
on ETV, yes.
Depending on where the storyline is, sometimes the story isn't so hectic on you.
Okay.
Sometimes
you're just the backstory.
Yeah,
there.
Sometimes I'm just the B story or C story. It's not that intense.
Yeah.
Whereas with a drama series, it's like, boom.
Yeah, I'm going to foreplay.
No. There's no time to breathe. There's no time to relax.
Yeah.
So I remember when we wrapped How to Manifest a Man, I felt empty.
Mm.
I crashed. Mm. I had nothing more to give. I was just like,
But isn't that the best feeling though?
It is.
Because I had a radio manager who used to say to me, when you do a breakfast show, when you're done with your 3 or 4 hours, if you don't want to nap or take a break straight after the show, you didn't give everything.
Yeah.
No dala.
Yeah.
That, but when you, every time you leave your radio show, you must be so exhausted.
Yes.
Because you gave everything.
Everything, yeah.
It's the best feeling.
It was the greatest. It was one of the greatest experiences I've had on a set to date with the crew and the cast and the way everything was set up. It was so perfect and it allowed for us to just play and to dig into places that I didn't even know existed inside of me. So that was also was very fulfilling.
So when family watch you on screen, you know, whether you are a ntombi or a mampo or you are a second wife on the wife.
Third
wife, yes. do you guys ever discuss your work?
Yes, we do.
And how do the conversations go?
So my parents are devoted House of Zbide fans.
Yes.
Right?
It's an incredible show.
It's a wonderful show.
It's an incredible show, yeah.
My parents, my mother doesn't watch TV. My mother watches House of Zbide.
No, your mother watches her daughter.
Yeah. No, she... So we watch, they watch, and then we'll like discuss. Sometimes they try to get information ahead of time. Or, you know, they're anxious, what's going on? And then when we go to a show like The Wife.
Yeah.
Before I go to them, I'm like, Ntuseng, liskebe, bebe, bebe. Level show, please, for everyone's safety. But and I think my parents listened. They didn't watch it, but my sister and my sister-in-law and my brother,
yes,
they would watch it. But I think it is weird as well. Yeah, they laugh at me now. Now it's just like, hey, my nan, okay. I think it's always exciting for them when they watch it and they don't recognize me in the character.
Yes.
That's when I know that.
When
they ask me, okay, Mara, Lirayang, like, how did you do that? Like, why are you guys so comfortable with each other? How did you guys do this? Sorry. How did you guys do this and this and this?
Yeah.
So they're very happy and they're excited. And it's also because I go to them and I research with them. And I remember when I started doing House of Zwide, I challenged myself. I was like, it's a mampo ka Sesotho.
Yes.
And I would sit every day and I'd be like, did I say this properly, guys? Did I say this? So they were like a part of it for the most part.
Do you find, because of the work you do, you're having conversations with your parents that ordinarily as just a daughter you might not have had?
Please break that down for me.
In terms of the things that might happen to your character that lead to certain conversations that you wouldn't have had ordinarily with your parents, that your average girl sitting with her parents wouldn't have those conversations.
Yes, no.
But because Mampo maybe is going through that, you guys are able to have those conversations.
Yes, because I'm now getting married to Mang on TV.
Exactly.
Oh, it's so nice. I like teasing and get about court. Like, sure. I'll be like, Luna.
Wait and see.
Wait a minute. Just to. But I'm probably just teasing them. So it's very nice. Yeah, we're able to have conversations. We're able to break things down, go into depth of things that probably other girls can't do. But yeah.
What were their dreams for you when you were growing up?
Go to school.
Yeah.
Fetsa skolo. Fetsa skolo. Get a job. Be able to do week MLA, you know. I think that's what my parents wanted for me, yeah.
And how do you think they view your journey so far? Yeah.
My dad always says, you're so brave because I'm so stubborn and I said I'm going to do this and I did it.
Yes.
My mom always gets excited and she's like, ooh. And she's very... My mother's very, you know, everything has been...
There's a formula.
Yes, and then I'm her daughter. I'm her only daughter.
Yes.
Who didn't follow the formula. So it was tough for her at some point, but eventually it happened and it's like, damn.
That fine line between defying your parents and following your dream, because it's a very fine line. And I know because I walked that line. I literally had to be defiant to go on my career path. I literally had to fail out of law school to follow my career.
Sure.
How did you navigate that fine line between this is what mom expects, this is what the parentals might expect, but I want to go there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I believe that we should respect our parents and we should honor them.
But?
So, when they said, Feta skolo, I was like, sure. Then I remember when we got to varsity, I wanted to do performance. Mm. My old man was like, manana, honing your whole life, to learn something new, even if it's in the field.
Ah, yes.
So I was like, sure. So I would do school. And then on the side, I was still there going to acting classes, going to auditions, like putting myself out there as an actor. So I was dabbling both. By the time I was done with varsity, I was like, okay, here's your degree.
So what was varsity? What did you study?
I studied, my majors were television writing and directing.
At AFDA, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, AFDA, yeah. Yes. So that's what I studied. That's what the paper says. That's what my Bachelor of Arts is about. And then after that, I just did what I had to do. And I was like, I'm going to do this, guys. I'm not going to ask you guys for anything.
Sure.
At most, I still need my room and I still need food. The rest, I will push.
I just need matrasinyana. Sponge, even if I need to have sponge.
And I think I had the privilege of one parent understands.
Oh, yes.
So, because the one parent has been in the industry. So, at least nimbalansanyana.
Sure.
Yeah, I had that advantage. And my parents are quite reasonable. And I think they saw the kind of child that they have. I'm very, since I was a child, I'm just like, I have a dream.
Yes.
So it's like, how do you,
how do you dim this beautiful light?
Yeah, and then I'm the middle child, so there's an older brother who's already felt the wrath. So I'm like,
over 46 years.
Yeah, over, exactly, yeah. So I'm quite lucky, very blessed.
Did you ever fear, as you're building, that you won't be able to be incognito in your career? Because obviously your surname is known in the industry. Your dad has a place in people's hearts. And it's unfair sometimes on a kid who just wants to chart their own path. And people say, but aren't you so-and-so's daughter? Did you ever fear that, I hope I don't get stuck in his shadow? I mean, my manager was saying, I didn't know she was so-and-so's daughter. I was like, good. I'm sure she would love to hear that.
Yes. I don't. So,
Oh, yeah. She's Dosto's daughter, by the way.
Dugudugu.
There you go. And that's the last mention we'll make of Dugudugu.
Because it's not a fear. It's more of a, I hope people can see me for who I am.
Ah, yes, absolutely.
Not because of him. At first it was that. And I people never put one and two together.
Ah, yes.
They only started doing it recently. So by the time I started feeling like I'm hitting something.
Yes.
For me, it wasn't strange.
You'd earned your own respect already.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
It was that. And also, I'm lucky because he was very private with his children.
Also. So, in fact, we had no idea he was even having sex. We didn't know he had children. We had no idea. We just knew him as this wholesome man on TV.
I came from the sky.
Exactly.
Everybody knows I fell from the sky.
You know, my 9-year-old the other day says, so dad, how did you and mom make me? So I was like, we went to the shop. He's like, that's not what she said. I was like, geez, dude.
So, yeah, that was cool. So the fact that he was very private by the time I came, nobody put one and two together.
Yes,
only when they saw us together, then it was like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, that's my homie, love of my life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So when House of Zwite came on, you guys were replacing an already very popular show, Rhythm City.
Yes.
Is there ever tension? I'm asking this because I've walked that journey where my radio show is replacing another radio show. And unfortunately, sometimes you can't avoid feeling like there might be resentment that you are the ones replacing us. Was there ever any tension about that?
I've never experienced
Or you guys just keep it moving?
I've never experienced that personally. I guess also it's different production houses, different. Sure. I've never experienced any of that. It was easy.
But do you guys feel like we're walking into a time slot that is institutionalized already by the previous show?
7 p.m. is a tough time slot.
And that if our ratings bomb, and already we're going against other channels, that if our ratings bomb, we'll be canceled soon. How's that pressure?
Oh, my gosh. So I'm a different type of person in the sense that I don't think like that. For me, it was always, here's my opportunity. This is what God has blessed me with.
Sure.
And no matter what, I'm going to make sure that the stage is my stage.
Just by me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give it my all. Mm. That's the best I can do.
Mm.
So I think we need to start focusing on more. We need to focus more on what am I contributing to the table.
Focus on the game you're
yeah,
in. Yes.
If everybody contributes, then we'll do great.
Absolutely.
So that's where my heart is always at. That's my POV all the time. It's never, we could get cancelled. No, I can't think like that. I can't think from a place of fear. I won't get anywhere if I do that. It's not
okay, so focus on the game you're in.
Yes.
Not on the dogs that are barking. At the moving car.
No.
Yes. Because why you eat?
Yes.
Know yourself.
Yes.
The best place to start doing anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. In fact, the other day I was in an interview with some podcast, and they were asking me about what's the one word advice you'd give to young people.
Yes.
And I said itate, or as in love yourself. Because if you do everything from a point of self-love, then you'll always do the right thing for you. You'll always grow because everything is about, I love myself so much, I want to get here, and this is how I'm going to get there. And I think ikitsi would probably be the second word I'd use, that if you love yourself and you know yourself, there's no way you can't succeed. You know what I mean? Don't be easily accessible.
Yo, you must khana.
Yeah.
But we khanza, yes.
Yes. They must khan an about how you khan about yourself.
Yes.
Ne?
Yes.
Anyway, so this show is called What a Week.
Whew.
Let's talk about your week. How's your week been?
My week so far?
Yeah.
From Monday or from the weekend?
From Sunday.
From Sunday. Oh, it's actually been very nice.
Yeah.
Been chilled on Sunday. Nikelo ko khai. Spent the whole day.
So you're at the Val?
Yes.
Sunday, yes.
My parents' couch, got a pyjama, le bonnet. The whole day.
Yeah.
Catch up.
Yes.
DSTV. I literally only bathed at like 5.
So who cooks on a Sunday when you're
on a Sunday? My mom.
Oh, okay.
Or my dad. But mostly it's mama.
Okay.
That's yeah, what I did.
We're talking about the week. Yeah, the rest
and
of the week.
Then Monday, I was at work.
So do you watch How to Manifest a Man on Mondays? Or do you check what social media is saying about how to manifest the man on Mondays? Or do you switch off from that show on a Monday?
I try to watch.
Okay.
It's hard to watch yourself
because
it's not from entertainment
anymore.
It's like now you're criticizing
it's analytical.
All of that. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'll try watch my shows, all the shows that I'm on. But usually my day, I go to gym, I go to work, I pray. I try to keep it as simple as possible because there's already a lot happening.
Sure.
And sometimes because we're always embodying different characters, we forget to keep trail of where we are.
Of who you are.
Yeah.
What you want.
Exactly. I try to manage that. That's just been my week. Now I'm here.
Do you have a de-rolling routine? Or are you able to compartmentalize your characters that when I leave the set, Mampo is there? It's now me.
It's very hard, guys. You know, and it's not easy. I used to think I'm good at walking away.
Yes.
And then you do a story that rocks you and you're like, my characters definitely affect my mood. And I've had to accept that they affect my mood and I've had to work on it. Hence, with everything, I always say I'm trying to figure it out. That's the space that I am right now in my life. Like in June, I turned 28 and I'm like, actually, so I'm just trying to figure out everything. I'm trying to redefine everything. So even with characters, separating can be very hard because sometimes they go through traumatic things, sometimes they this, and the mind, people forget that with actors, our minds can't tell the difference between real life and acting.
If I'm crying, my body will feel the trauma crying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And afterwards, we're usually just like, like last week, Friday, we were all at work and I was like, we haven't hung out, guys. Like we haven't just sat and we did that and we all just were laughing and I was like, this felt good. Mm. You know, mm. our minds can't tell the difference. It's so taxing. Mm. So you always have to intentionally then go back to the things that make you you. So I always say, go back to the things that you love doing as a child.
Ah, yes.
That's how I'll...
Have a happy place to go back
yes,
to.
That's how I'll reconnect with who I am. So that's why I like going home so much. Like, mm. not any minor inconvenience. Because I'm like, hi. I go to my brother. I listen to my old school music. Mm. I watch the same old things. Like, I'll watch my wife and kids again to make yes. me happy. I'll things that just feed me. That's what I'll do too.
Is there a storyline that has had you get home and re-cry?
Yes.
Tell us about that storyline.
Yeah. Oh.
You're whistling like a very dramatic uncle who's about to tell us about when he was fighting Maburu.
Yes. A storyline that has, yo, yeah, there has been.
Mm.
The storyline on, it was on the wife, where she got kidnapped, and she, by her ex-boyfriend, fiance, and he basically abused her.
Mm.
That rocked me. That rocked me before I shot it. I was crying before I shot it.
Jeez.
I cried when I shot it. I cried after.
Mm.
And also on House of Zwide, when they kidnapped Mampo's daughter, Busi, Madi Buseng. Yeah, that was, I'd get home and I'd still cry. Ntombi's anger, she's full of rage and it's almost psychosis. And it's a anger of, why am I not being chosen? Like, what's wrong with me, you know?
So then you Kishotaka.
You know, and then I go back home and I'm like, I can actually still feel that, and then you have to just cry it out one more time. Or you feel bad, empathy for the character, because you also realize there are people that are actually going through this. They can't escape like me. They can't say cut and then it's
can't
done.
Switch it
they
off.
Are living it every day. So the empathy of that as well. You cry because of that as well. So yeah, it has happened. But not tat, see, something that happens all the time.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're still talking about your week, and a little birdie told me that you're busy with other work.
Yes.
Tell us more.
It's an exciting show.
Without giving away too much, obviously, because the NDA, everything else.
Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Very thrilling. Things that I've never done.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so you're digging even deeper now.
But in a fun way.
Okay.
Not in a yakuhua.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
No, please. No more going. Yeah, so we're busy with that.
And then when do we get to see this on screen? Is it small screen, big screen?
Is there such a thing as a small screen and a big screen?
No, as in, is it a series or is it a movie?
Oh, no, it is a series.
It's a series, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And then is it like a season? Is it two seasons? Do we see you once and you're gone? Or will it come back?
Season.
I'm trying to dig here.
Season.
Mm-hmm.
Season, yeah.
And then what kind of character is she?
Oh, kumbaya. Wholesome. Sweet.
Mother Teresa. Almost.
<Yeah. laughs> Almost. Actually, yes. You know? Yeah.
Why did you take that character, given what you've played already so far?
I didn't want that character. I wanted the crazy.
But isn't that always the case with a lot of roles, though?
Yeah.
That you audition for Tabo and you get Tato.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Or you're so good in the audition, they create a character for you.
Or sometimes, you know what they say? I remember going to one of my producers and saying, look, I want to play this and I want this. And he's like, I hear you.
Yeah.
And I know you can do it.
True.
But you're so cute. Look at your face. And I'm like, boring.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just your face or your energy or... I remember the great Ayanda Setebe, and I say the great not to put him under pressure or anything like that. I'm from Actor Spaces. I said to him, what is it about characters and casting sometimes? And he was like, and this was when, after I got the character Anna Lady, was like, sometimes characters know who they want. We're just stubborn.
Oh, yes.
The character sometimes chooses the actor, not the other way around.
And you must just rise to the occasion.
Yeah, and when I look at all of the stories and all the characters I've been able to play, it kind of feels like I woke up and they were there. Yes. Whereas the ones that I really wanted and I fought for was never the case.
Now, speaking of this week, one of the big stories in the news is about the Odyssey cruise. I don't know if you've heard about the Odyssey.
Mm-mm.
So the Odyssey is a cruise from a cruise liner that was supposed to leave Belfast in Ireland, I think in May.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know if it's a year or a 3-year cruise where you are stuck on the ship, but you're cruising around the world, literally seeing the world, different ports. But it's been stuck in Belfast since May. But these people are living on the boat because a lot of people have sold everything or they've cashed in their savings because they want to live on a boat for 3 years, in essence. So so this week, they left Belfast in Ireland, and then they had to come back again because the paperwork is bad. But there's a lot of human stories that are happening on the ship. Like, I think there's a couple that met on the ship and are about to get married, for instance. So there's different stories that are happening. But if you had an opportunity to go on a cruise for 3 years, if you were to go with a girl, who would it be and why?
You're going to make me cry. One girl.
Yeah, one girl. It's a girl's cruise for 3 years. But, but you're seeing the world also.
It can't be one girl, though.
Only one girl.
I'd go with myself then.
Why? Why only yourself?
Because I don't know who am I going to choose. Because I have so many great, rich women in my life who have contributed to, and they still contribute to the person that I am today, whether it's in my mess or in my soaring.
Yes, 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 yes.
So whenever I can't choose, I go alone.
Okay, so I'd rather offend all of you than offend just a handful of you.
Because I'm like, it's a male mama. You know, in my head, I'm like, who do I go with? Yeah.
But why did you say it's going to make you cry?
Because I thought of how my girls have just been showing up for me. And when I say my girls, that's including my mother, my cousin.
Yes, yes.
How they just show up for me unprovoked. Yeah, it means so much to
you
me.
You have support.
I do.
Okay. If you could take one guy on a 3-year cruise.
It's on my Gilouan. I'm very indecisive.
Clearly.
I am.
How do you choose characters if you can't decide on one person to go on a cruise with? Okay, so which guy do you think would choose you?
Which guy?
And volunteer to say, okay, I'll go with you. How's that?
I won't tell you. Because I don't know who I would go with.
One woman in the industry, local or international, that you'd spend 3 years with on a cruise ship.
Nafisa.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about Nafisa.
Nef, so we met year one on House of Zvide.
Okay.
And she's just, that's my baby sister. Yeah, I would choose Nafisa. Yeah.
But what is it about her that sets her apart from any other person you've met on
the same set? She's just herself. We like food. I had one of my greatest holidays, New Year's, with her, and all we did was eat, sleep, laugh at each other. It's easy, it's free, we have good conversations, we hold each other accountable, and we encourage therapy. We encourage, yeah, we're very honest with each other. That friendship has made me better. Yeah, and it also, I like the fact that we're not the same age.
Oh, yes.
So she's like a baby, and I'm older than her.
Says a baby.
Says a baby, yeah. Thank you. So she's like 22, I'm 28.
Yeah.
It's one of those God-given things that I can't explain. Mm. When I see her, I literally see my little sister. I will protect her with my life. Mm. We fight. Mm-hmm. Our fights are very funny. It's very passive. Mm. Like, no one says anything. And then one day someone says, okay, maybe we need to discuss this.
Yeah.
But it would be
like,
her.
Why do you sigh every time I walk into the room?
Yes. And we have bad habits. Like, you see this thing I keep doing? I'm like, ah, we both do it. It's, yeah, it would be her. And sure. I know that she would protect me. Mm. She would make sure that I do a lot of internal work and sure. I come back a better person. Mm. And I think those are the kind of people you want to be around. People that you know that
sure.
you'll be better than you were when you walked in. Mm. Yeah.
And they bring out the best in you.
And they bring out the best in you.
And they're not afraid to tune you when you're up to cuck.
Oh, yes.
Because we all need that.
Of course.
And sadly, especially in our industry, so many people almost believe that they should be more a fan than a friend, that they don't call out on your bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
And we need to be called out on our bullshit.
Yeah.
Especially by people close to us.
Yes.
Because if they don't do it, strangers will do it.
Yes.
And then we take it personally.
Yeah.
Or then we say, you're a hater, you're a hater.
Mm-mm.
But if you analyze what was said, more often than not, it's what you needed to hear.
Yeah. I think I frustrate her. That's another thing. She's younger than me and she'll be like, hi, please.
Grow up.
Stop this thing. Like, I know your heart is like this, but I need you to just pull yourself together. And I'm like, she's like, you always protect me, but you're so bad at protecting yourself. And I'm like, wait. So if it's someone from the industry, it'll be her.
Sounds like a great friendship. Wow, what a week. Let's talk about some of the wow moments this week. What has been the wowest thing about your week this week?
Okay, so yesterday, Tuesday, I've been very MIA, very away intentionally, so I've just...
In fact, you've been so away, I don't think I've seen any interview that you've done anywhere in probably a year or two.
Yeah.
Why?
I had nothing to say.
So why do you have something to say today?
Because I am...
And then you agree to this interview, and then you get you and you're like, I'm so nervous.
Yeah, because it's Uncle Fresh. Get that DJ Fresh. Cause renevers.
That is such a sotu from the valve thing to say.
DJ Fresh.
In fact, that is DJ Foresh. Foresh.
Foresh, yeah. I recently started, like I said, I'm figuring everything out. Mm. So in that, I'm discovering new things. So I'm like, okay, maybe we can organize this. Maybe I can organize that.
Mm.
And I yesterday I found it so funny when I got a message saying, come through to the show, because I haven't been getting anything and all of that. And I was like, when your mind and your heart and your soul is in a specific place,
sure.
the right things will call you.
Yes,
so then I'm able to go out and I'm able to push my work or push who I am as a person. Mm. Invitations come through, whereas before it was like, I give badly.
Sure.
So the wowest thing was proving that theory of, you, where you are really will call
sure.
what it is that you need or what is required of the season. If I hush, everything will hush. Mm. If I, everything will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stand up and then things that need you stood up will start happening. Mm,
literally, when you stand on business, business will come.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's been a very interesting, yeah, and relax also.
Mm.
Relax. Mm. I can sometimes be very anxious and get ahead of myself. Mm. I'm struggling to find this person, I'm struggling to get a hold of these people and then keep quiet and all of that.
Sure.
Then when you don't internalize it and make it about the other people, then you're like, actually, that didn't affect my mood.
Mm.
I think I'm okay.
Absolutely.
So that's been like, wow.
Wow, what a scene. What did you shoot this week or the last couple of weeks that is still playing in your head? Without giving away any storylines, obviously. And then she smiles.
I shot a scene. I shot a scene recently.
Yeah.
And it's such a... It's between a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And she says something.
Mm-hmm.
and I see both sides. So I remember even when we were shooting the scene, we just kept laughing at each other, like, oh my gosh. And it was so fun because now I'm recalling all the times I've been a moomish.
Yes.
You know, and I'm like, it's magakonna cherry. It's cherry that's swing. You know, this, because resol. And I'm like, yeah, but lemajita asol. So on that particular day on set, it was fun because now I'm with my co-actor and we're doing the story, but we keep picking on each other like, no, but girls, no, but boys.
Yes, sir.
And the fact that as we are shooting, we're able to ignite that debate. It means we're being very real and honest.
You're in those characters' moments.
So I think that was nice. I remember at the end of that day, we created such beautiful things. At the end of the day, I was like, sure. And it was nice. And then also yesterday with what Mumpo's going through right now. I walk off stage and I go, did you guys see that? Did you feel that? So that's been very...
Do you ever have a moment where you know you killed it, but nobody mentions it and you feel like, but guys, hala bona ke
kifetso etsang? Yes, it does.
Those suck, ne?
It at first it used to.
Yeah.
Especially when you're first starting out. But then you realize, hor, no, man, asura ba bona.
Sure.
Unfortunately, we have about 14 more scenes to get through. We don't have time for this.
And I guess the flip side of that is that should be your standard anyway. Nobody should congratulate you on a great scene because that's all we expect from you. And that's all we know from you.
Exactly. So.
Because sometimes if there's a, oh, that was a nice scene, it's almost like the other scenes di shapunyana fail.
I am okay when someone says nothing.
Yeah.
Get worried when they come to and they're like,
Maybe try this.
Maybe, yeah. And on the days when they come to, when a director comes to and says, ish, Luana, you know, if unale nit, if umotana nit, Luana, you know, her, okay, I really, I'm not here and I hear him or her. Yeah.
Absolutely. And finally, wow, what a Mudimu is using me to show off moment. That you felt recently.
What a Mudimu is
using me to show off moment.
So, you know, with God, God will use you to show off all the time. But when God shows off to you,
sure.
And it's not for everyone anymore. It's just, this is between you and God in your private space. That's what's been happening to me a lot.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So from, let's say, this is 2024. From 2021, 2022, it's always been about how he uses me and everybody gets to witness it.
Oh, yes.
But from literally, I keep saying from the time I turned 28, from this year, June, it's been about what he's showing me in private, about me.
Yes.
And what's happening inside of me.
Sure.
And what needs to be better. So that has been my what a Mudimu moment. Yeah.
Who do you share such moments with? Or do you just internalize them and keep it moving?
Lately, I internalize a lot and I keep quiet. I'm also in my silent era, just I don't have much to say. If I have to share, the people I share with, they know themselves. They know who they are. It's not a lot, but...
And you're not going to tell us in case the others who thought they were the ones might get offended.
No, not even bakies. Recently got advice from someone very important. And they were like, you must speak to your mom. And I was like, I hear that. I hear that so hard now more than ever in my life. So I'll literally run to her. Or I'll run to the little bit of, but not everything. I've grown to just internalize now.
Now, before we wrap up, because earlier on you mentioned the Diddy situation and the accusations and people being drugged at parties, girls being drugged. Because I think there's a comedian the other day who put up a video talking about he doesn't understand what the big deal is. Every star has flown girls into a different town for a party.
Yeah.
They brought in Storko. Mm. But it's almost like people are not reading the entire charge sheet, that people were drugged, people were roofied. Mm. People had stuff. I think there's the latest headline is horse tranquilizer.
Horse tranquilizer
was put in drinks so that girls can be more lusunyana. And a lot of people are almost conveniently not seeing that part of the charge. But where I'm going with this is generally, especially on whether it's movie sets, TV sets, generally in entertainment, a lot of women have had to stomach, especially comments from men that might make you actually feel uneasy, but it's been part of the culture for so long, especially on TV and movie sets, where you'll make a comment on someone's bum, and it's okay, or you're the sound guy and you're miking a woman and you'll make a comment on her breasts.
Or you're a viewer.
Exactly. Are things evolving in your industry behind the scenes in terms of how much less maybe you guys are being objectified on set?
Yes. So now,
are sets safer?
Yes.
Is what I'm asking.
Yes. We have, it's an organization called SWIFT.
Mm.
They are the ones that come before, like I know before we start shooting a season or whatever, they'll come, they'll sit the whole cast and crew down.
Okay.
We talk about what comments we make, what we don't make, how we speak to people, how we address each other.
So lines are drawn.
Yes, from the beginning. Mm. Even with doing things like intimacy scenes and all of that, it's a whole rider.
Sure.
You sit with someone.
There are rules.
There are rules.
Yeah.
And my rules are not going to be the same as yours.
Sure.
It goes according to my comfortability. So it has become safer within
The set.
The set. Mm. I've been blessed also to work on sets where I can say if I'm uncomfortable with something, or we can address things, or whatever. Mm. So I think they are becoming, and also I think women are also getting to a point where arsa dumela.
Sure.
A no is a no.
Mm.
So if you're gonna be funny, fine, my champ, be funny.
Mm.
But I said no.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So I think we're also becoming confident in using our voices.
How did you deal with that discomfort before what things are now?
I never really.
Also, you've never had to deal with sets that were very raucous and male testosterone driven.
I've never.
Mm.
My first big set was House of Swede.
Mm.
I've never.
And by then, things were evolving anyway.
Yeah, I've never. And we had a lot of young ladies.
Sure.
And we were all babies.
Mm.
And I think we were also lucky because now we have these other women who are older than us.
Sure.
So, Lebona, even the guys, hey, shout out to also the gentlemen who are also...
We're here to work.
Who are strict and who are like, no, guys, you can't speak to someone like this. You can't, So I've been blessed in that sense.
Mm.
Yeah.
In fact, you speak of, I've told you once, I think it's Google, and a lot of companies are adopting a ask once policy, where you're only allowed to ask your colleague once if they'll go on a date or if they'll be your girlfriend.
Oh.
If she says no the first time, the second time, it's, I think, a fireable offense, if I'm not mistaken. What are your feelings on an ask once policy? Or does it take away from being macked on? Because some people feel like, yeah, but the guy must make an effort. You know what I mean?
For me personally?
Yeah.
I think you can tell.
Mm.
So if someone says, hey, hi, and I'm like, you can tell that I mean it.
Sure.
Versus, I think around it. Then you can tell, you know, you need to gauge. Mm. Okay, yeah.
Okay, read the room, is what you're saying.
Please read the room.
Mm.
The problem with people, they don't listen.
Sure.
And listening is not just, don't just listen to what I'm saying.
Mm.
Listen. Like
body language is everything.
Yeah, I like.
So what do you say to guys that see it as a challenge? That she's just being coy and demure, but I know if I ask again, she might say yes.
It's not a challenge.
Mm.
It's not a challenge. Trust me,
brother,
it's not.
Mm.
But also, I'm very honest. Like, sure. I'm one of those from the get-go, I'll be like, respectfully, I know.
I say this with as much respect as I can possibly muster, but as a Motswana girl, we'd say anyway. Onali face yama kakanyana wena. So the first time you say no, I will know. Say no.
Yeah, you'll know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying with respect.
Yes, I said, no. But also, I keep thinking I don't. People don't usually.
And which is not a bad thing at all. Because they'll read the room.
Yeah, but and also things take time. Sure. You know, you don't just wake up and you have your friends with someone. Everything is a process. People don't like process anymore. I'm like an old school kind of girl. Like with friendships, with relationships, with everything. Just it's a process.
Sure.
Just because we had a wonderful conversation today, it doesn't mean this is really the best friends. That was a moment. It was nice.
And yes, I laughed and milk came out my nose. But that's it. It doesn't mean anything.
And I can laugh. Yeah. I love laughing. I love to laugh. So yeah. Hey, humans are complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We are out of time. My phone just blinked. So she's saying we're out of time, basically, management. What is next for GK Noche?
I love this question and I say the same thing every time.
Yes.
I always say...
And I mean immediate next, like next week, next month.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is that not even the sky is the limit for me, but sure. God is.
Mm.
God is the limit. So I don't know. I didn't know I was going to be here today.
Yet here we are.
But here we are. So God is the limit. Wherever God wants to send us, I'll go.
Your wildest dream has you doing what next?
My wildest dream. Has me doing what next? It's so simple. Can I keep that one to myself?
No.
No.
It's our last question, so at the very least is another question.
Just seeing the world.
Mm.
Yeah. Keep it simple with people that I love.
Mm.
Yeah.
When you're shooting every week.
We'll be intentional with the times.
Or production breaking.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Literally just seeing the world with people I love.
Yeah.
Traveling. Seeing it. Maybe last year I would have been doing movies, doing this, doing that. And it's still that.
Sure.
Right?
Mm.
I love my career. I love my job. I really do. And I have dreams and I want to work with brands and I'm going to do that.
Mm.
But at the very simple core of my being, from that little love spot, just seeing the world and laughing and being with people that I love.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for honoring the invitation.
Thank you.
Thanks for your talent.
Thank you.
Thank you for your aura. There's something that's peaceful about you.
Oh, thank you.
There's something that's in control about you. But there's also something that is accessible, if untwirely, about you. And we appreciate that.
So
keep kicking ass.
I will.
And we'll keep singing from the mountains about she kicks ass.
Nora Leboga.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Khaisang Kyaikitsi Noche is about to leave the building. Thanks for hanging out with us. Don't forget to tell your friends about this great talent here. Don't forget to subscribe, like, share the links, everything that every podcaster asks you to do. Until next week, thank you for hanging out with us. Coming to you from AMP Studios, downtown Johannesburg. We're part of the Africa Podcast Network. Shout out to Pezulu Works, Trevor and his team, for all of the cinematography. Kelezo Modisa Geng, who is our executive producer. And you, till next week, have a wow week in spite of yourselves.